This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And oh, by the way, baseball got underway about 10 days ago. So a couple teams have gotten off to good starts, a couple teams slow starts, individual players playing well, and one international star doing okay out there on the West Coast. That would be Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the man who procured his services for them this year, the general manager of the Angels, Billy Epler, good enough to join us here on CBS Sports Radio. Billy, Jody Mack here in New York. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Jody. Good to talk to you again, man. It's been a little while.
It has been. Always a pleasure. And, yeah, I'm catching a lot of your former team Yankee games here in New York these days. I guess they're okay with the fact that they didn't get Shohei Ohtani. You did, because they were able to get that Stanton guy.
They had a heck of a winter, those guys.
They did. As did you, my friend. Basically, all 30 teams would have taken Shohei Ohtani. He certainly laid some ground rules ahead of time as to what he was looking for, and teams were allowed to talk to his representatives, and then he cut the teams down that he wanted to talk to, met with several of them, and decided to sign with your team, unique bidding, and that you had to pay the posting fee, and then basically, it was all teams on equal footing, so it was ever who did the best sales job could get this international potential superstar. How'd you win that battle?
Good question. You know, and ultimately, I'm not sure how much it came down to the sales job as much as it just did the comfort of the player, right? You know, he obviously had a big decision to make. Was leaving an environment that was very, very comfortable for him, and you know, had some criteria that I think you know, as the process went on and as he reviewed a lot of things that the clubs were putting in front of him, probably became a little bit more specific and a little bit he started to narrow some of the criteria, or at least be able to prioritize some of that criteria. And, fortunately we were a team that must have met, the most of his criteria. And so, I know a lot's made of the sales pitch and so on and so forth, but I think it's just the player and his comfort level. And ultimately, you know, we were able to demonstrate that we could make him as comfortable as possible.
It was a fit, and you were glad that you were one of the teams that fit quite nicely, so that's why he's an Angel now. You'd done free agency before. This was a little different than any other because it involved an international player coming over and the like, but over the course of time, was there ever a time where you thought, we're not going to get him? Or when was the time before you got the official call and said, all right, he's signing with you, that you said, yeah, you know what? I think we got this guy.
never got myself to that point. You know, I really tried to stay present with the whole process. And, you know, my front office staff, those guys put in so many hours, just in putting the materials together, and then having that translated internally. Fortunately for us, actually, our massage therapist, and who's also our cultural coordinator, was born and raised in Japan, and so he was able to provide a lot of the interpreting for those or translating for those materials, so that we could get that in front of Shohei and his camp. Ultimately, he found a comfort level with us, and it worked out. You know, it worked out in our favor.
We're talking to Billy Epler, the general manager of the Angels. I want to talk to him about his team, but we start with Shohei Ohtani, who's gotten off to a heck of a start, at least at the bat. His effort on the hill was not bad either, but not as good as he has been with the bat the last couple of days. How much of being on the same page, being of the same mindset as to how he was going to be used if he came to the Angels, do you think, was helping to decide for him to become part of your team?
You know, I mean, we laid something out for him. you know, that kind of went through the entire season, starting in spring training with, you know, how we would, you know, utilize him, days that we would have him pitch, days that we would have him hit, kind of the workload in between, you know, games and so on and so forth. And we really tried to just give him a view of what, you know, life would be like playing for the Angels and the support staff that we would have involved in his transition. And ultimately, you know, you're kind of flying blind there, as was every other club, you know. But once we were able to, you know, secure the services of the player, and, you know, this was more than, you know, just to take a step back, this was more of a recruiting thing. You know, this is closer to, you know, Division One, NCAA Division One football, or Division One basketball, or baseball, or what have you. You know, where you're trying to just land one of the top recruits, you know, on the planet, you know, to come play for your school, and that's kind of more what it felt like. But as we went through that process and kind of outlined that, you know, once he decided to, you know, to become a member of the Angels, at that point, now we could involve him. And he's the most important participant in the plan. And so when we laid everything out, you know, a lot of his responses were, if that's what you want me to do. And we said, well, what are you comfortable doing? And what have you done in Japan? And so that was so important to us that a lot of us, or a few of us, actually got on an airplane in January, early January, and flew to Japan to sit down with his former club, sit down with his former manager, athletic trainers, strength coaches, anybody that put their hands on him, his hitting coach, his pitching coach, his general manager, the assistant general manager, everybody, we sat down and had a little bit of a summit in Japan. And I'm very thankful for Nippon Ham for doing that for us. You know, they've been very helpful because they want to see him have success over here. Now, obviously, you know, as do we. So, but just trying to get all of the information and to kind of look at it in an objective form was going to be, you know, the basis, or at least the starting point for us as we embarked on you know, on this endeavor with Shohei.
Best laid plans of mice, men, managers, general managers, even players sometimes go awry. You can lay it all out and say, this is when exactly we're going to use you, and then injuries happen, and teams playing better than you thought, and teams playing not as well as you thought. So you improvise and you change, and you have flexibility built in as well. Yep. How much to plan has the first 8 games gone?
Well, I mean, we haven't had to shorten any kind of workload or anything like that down yet. You know, but you know, you're always understanding, you know, the obstacles that are kind of put in your way. And so, you know, one of the outlooks that we try to take here, you know, is to see obstacles as they are, right? And then have the ingenuity to kind of tackle them, you know, and the will to kind of endure, you know, this world of baseball and the volume of games that we play, you know. But we have to be able to endure that, you know, and understand that you know, we're going to be critiqued, and we're going to, you know, there'll be some clubs, obviously, you know, it's a competitive game, there'll be some clubs rooting against us, and that's just, you know, but those obstacles and kind of that ability to handle adversity just needs to become the fuel for, you know, for our ambition.
Billy Epler, general manager of the Angels, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. His first game that he pitched, he did not DH, which surprised me, and I hadn't researched or stayed on top of it, but I thought, well, he's going to DH plenty, and if he's pitching, why not just let him go out there with a bat in his hand and do both in the same day? You chose not to. Do you plan on staying with that? Was that something that was discussed ahead of time with the way he's swinging a bat? I wouldn't want him out of the lineup if he's already going to be out there on the field throwing the ball. How did that decision come down prior to and as for his first pitching appearance?
I mean, we just looked historically as to what he was comfortable or what how he was utilized in Japan, you know, and that is generally, you know, a kind of a mindful guide for just player development, because that's ultimately what this is you're continuing the development of a player. And, you know, we look at the development of a player as to never stop, right? So if I was to use a football example, you know, Tom Brady on his 1900th game is better than he was on his 1899th game, right? So the continued development of the player, the continued, you know, awareness and mindfulness of a player is kind of what we're striving for. And so, you need to understand what the player has done, right? And if the player hasn't been in your system, right, if we're bringing a player from AA or AAA into the big leagues, then, you know, we've kind of understood his workload. We've understand that program, and we've been able to shape that program. In this case, we've almost adopted another program. And so we have to be not beholden to that program, but we do have to be mindful of it and, you know, almost walk before you run and take that kind of mindset. So that was, you know, the basis of our, you know, of our approach with him. And, you know, ultimately, I think when we get, obviously when we get in a National League ballpark, those are the rules. So he will hit in the National League ballpark,
right,
if that's his turn in the rotation. But for now, it's more of a walk before you run mindset.
One of the things that you decided that, again, played to Ohtani in the way that he was used in Japan was a lengthy rotation, that they don't pitch as often in Japan, and you decided to go with a six-man rotation. I've done that through the first time through, and everybody's gotten a start out of your six starters and a couple more second time through now. How much did you have to sell that to your other starters? Is it going to be an issue? Is it something you would think about adjusting in season, or are you planning on doing six-man rotation all year?
No, we just talked to all of our starters, and they were actually raised in spring training on a five-man. And actually, the first time through, we went on a five-man. We just inserted a sixth starter for the first time yesterday. So, you know, essentially for our first seven games, we went on a five-man. And then on our eighth game of the season, we inserted the sixth man. And so, you know, one of the things that we talked to our starters about was just, you know, the flexibility aspect and how important flexibility is. And also understanding that a workload management program is a good thing. You know, biomechanically, the more you pitch, and the more frequent you pitch, the greater load on your body, right? And the greater load on your body, the higher your fatigue. And when you fatigue, that's when you get injured. So it stands to reason from a science aspect that we're trying to lighten the load on our players if we have the ability to do so, and we feel we have the depth here to be able to insert starters, you know, now and again, and provide that rest for our guys. So, you know, for example, Richards and Skaggs went on 5 days their first time, and they pitched on their fifth day. And now, you know, Richards will pitch on his sixth day, and Skaggs will pitch on his sixth. But then they'll turn back around, and they might go back on a five again. But it's just inserting those extra days, those breather days. You know, we don't view that as a negative thing for our personnel.
One more pitching question for you. Three different players have gotten saves in your six wins so far. Is Mike Socia going to go closer by committee all year?
You know, before we go into a series, we always talk about our bullpen, and we talk about the leverage situations that might come up in a game, right? And the best way to define leverage is when you're rooting for that team, or when you're a fan of a particular team, when your heart rate really raises, that's high leverage. And so we always talk about guys that fit in that bucket, or that higher leverage bucket, and who do you want to go to in particular spots. And we let a lot of the matchup information on a player, the projected matchup information on a particular, you know, particular amount of hitters that are coming up, and the handedness of the hitters, as well as the previous day's workload for our pitchers. So if you're only sitting with one guy, and he happens to have pitched the 2 days before, well, what happens? Does everybody get tight now that they're having to get pushed into a high leverage situation? I think the more fluidity that you can put in that, you know, in that arena, the more comfortable your players become when they're asked to, you know, go face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters if they're all right-handed and you have a right-handed guy in your bullpen. I think the more comfortable they become as the season moves on, you know, when they're asked to do that.
Interesting way to look at it. If they're all doing the job, then they've all got a little bit of an edge off, and it could work very well for you. Be interesting to keep our eye on that. I know that Ohtani was the guy who grabbed most of the headlines all offseason, but when you add Ian Kinsler and Mr. Cozart over to third base, you change your infield pretty drastically this offseason. So far, so good?
Absolutely. You know, those guys, I mean, you know, with Kins being down right now, it, you know, we haven't really had a chance to kind of put every log on the fire. But with Cozart being able to move from second to third and back and forth, and just his overall, you know, baseball IQ and defensive awareness, you know, that's been pretty, that's been a pretty nice thing for us. and it's added a lot of flexibility to our roster, and that's what's really important if we're going to carry an extra pitcher, because right now we're carrying eight relievers in our bullpen. And so for us to be able to bring Zach in and bring Kinsler in and even, you know, even bring Rene Rivera in, who's, you know, been very valuable in a, you know, in a kind of a split time or a backup catching role, but, you know, we don't really miss a beat moving from you know, Martin Maldonado, who won the Gold Glove last year, into Rene Rivera. And so just wanted to kind of add a little length to our lineup, and also, you know, strengthen our bench to just allow Sosh to be able to, you know, to give guys and to give guys a day and to, you know, be able to insert guys, you know, that are generally on the bench, but not feel that we're missing a beat when we do so.
And a 6-2 start will cure a lot of ills. Guys with the injuries and nicks, and like you said, haven't been able to throw all the logs on the fire. You'll do just that before you know it. And if you can keep up these numbers, it'll be a great race between you and the Astros all year. Billy, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Best of luck. Good to catch up. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.